express a certain, the words are Satayv, but a certain kesha nafshi that I've been fortunate to have with the mishpachas of the yeshiva. Going back when I was in yeshiva, and quite a few of the people in yeshiva today were there together with me in different years. When I came to Silver Spring, Newberger's Zechanah Livracha was extremely, very paternal, took me in and spoke to me a lot, gave me a lot of advice, a lot of chmimus, and in a lot of ways, what the yeshiva has done for the city, to build a city on top of a yeshiva, and the payers of it is that it's a makom, that the shoshim is a yeshiva, is a model for us, and it's it gives a lot to be b'shechinus with such a good, with a shachem toiv of a makom like it. And I want to express the noyam and the chvivas of being together with everybody and the people I've gotten to know over the years. It's just a hargosha of matoiv manoyim. I wanted to go back a little bit and revisit the inyan we spoke about from a little bit of a different perspective. We spoke about halal, and I wanted to try to understand the inyan of halal, and especially Hanukkah, from a little bit of a different angle. We mentioned the Gemara in Erechin. The Gemara gives a few criteria for what halal needs. It needs to be a mayid. It needs to be kaddish from malacha. It needs to have a chiddush. In other words, the days of Pesach that don't have a chiddush, don't have it. And there's an alternative if there's a nes, like Hanukkah and Purim Betzim also, but it has its own set of circumstances. So it doesn't seem as if there's any type of arrangement. I mean, what's the tzad hashava? Like, what's the picture that comes out from a day that has it has a mo'adim and it has isra avoda, chiddush, or neis? So it's all good things, but what's the somehow chazal kaveh and the fact that chazal gave a matbeah of yudches yomim shegomer is a halal means that. There's one tzur. There's 18 days that have themselves that part of a different mizgeres that you say halal. And Rosh Chodesh is interesting. It's a minhag that's sort of appended. It's a minhag that has shrashim. So Rosh Chodesh is somewhat. It has some kedusha to it. But what's the nekuda merkazes around which halal centers that all these things come out from it? It's a Gemara in Shabbos that says. Rabbi Yossi says, "Yei chelki im goymer halal kol yoim." So the Gemara says, it says that you're not allowed to, that is mecharef megadev. So the Gemara says that there's a difference between psuk and zimra and halal. He said it as one statement. He said, "Yei chelki those that are goymer halal kol yoim." And the Gemara explains this two halals, and there's a difference between, for one of them, kol yoyim is a maila, for one of them, kol yoyim is a mechara from a gaf. The Rishayim explain either, Rashi says it looks like a litzonis. I want to understand it, the Akedah speaks about it, and I want to understand it with his yisoid. And Ramfa, he just makes he says it about Riches Dole, he says it his signal, but I want to say a little bit of a different signal. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two mahalchim in the Bria that is that are his shifte anhogah. This is how he's noig the Bria. There is a mechadish betuvoi bechol yom tamid. And that means every yoim is a unit. In a day itself, we see differences. Every hour is different. There's shkia, there's zricha, and so on. There's chatzos. So a day is a cycle of a natural cycle. With the finish of a day, a cycle is over, and then it gets recycled. When we mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with mechadish b'chol yoim tamid, So it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps the hanhaga of Tmidius and Teva in the Bria. And that's a gewaldike shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like when it's spoiled from the hashkoch of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in an unusual event, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu does something that's incredibly different, the fact, if a person, it's interesting, people are very spoiled in the complexity of an eye and etc. But if you think deeper, the immutability of the laws of nature is extraordinary. There's nothing on a macro level, medicine is never exact. People's bodies are a little bit different matzavim, doesn't always go 100%. But when you get down to the basic laws of nature, there is never, ever a kiyuza of a shinui. Never. Where's the policeman that enforces the law of gravity to every single grain of sand in the world, and every chayk is a chayk. And that's a tremendous hakara of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gadlus in the tmidus of that anhaga. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish each day. It's there not because it was set into motion, but it's there because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it to constantly be there. Every minute is a new ratzon. But there's a ratzon of tmidius. We wake up every morning a new person, but we're in the same house, with the same car, with the same place, and everything's the same because that's one chelak HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga. And that's a tremendous shvach if a person says, that's Pesuk in Zimra, where a person's makir, the tmidus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one yoyim. There's a second yoyim, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, where the day is different, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, there are 18 yomim that a person is going on halal. There are times when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafkia that mahalach, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows a mahalach that's chutz l'teva, and on that HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's a second dimension of shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that as ironclad and as tight as that mareches is of teva and of tmidius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafkia it and does what he wants when he wants. Those days are called yomim tovim. And days that have that property of being a yoim toiv, it's a yoim of a different type. There's mechadish chol yoim tamir chol yoim, and then there's a yoim that's called a yoim toiv. That has in itself a different isgalus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something which is mufka from teva, and we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless in that oifin. The criteria that are needed for that type of yoyim is, it has to be a moyed. Most of the moyadim are lirois or lirois, where a person goes out of his bederach al, the most of halal centers around the days when we leave our house and we go to Beis Hamikdash, and there's a gili of shechina that's chutz teva. The asara nisim of Beis Hamikdash were chutz from teva, and it also needs that it be also b'melacha, meaning that it's totally mufka from teva. There's one more chelik to it. Even an exception that is constant is no longer an exception. So if we have a rule and we make a yoytzim in a klal, the third yoytzim in a klal was kaveh a new klal for itself. L'ilalman atzma yotzer, l'ilalman kol haklal kula yotzer. And all the protein become a new klal. So it needs another element of being something which is different. And if you have 2 days yontiv, one after the other, even though it's a yoyim kodesh that's mufka from melacha, from the world, and so on and so forth, still it has in itself the property. It's not quite shayach to say halal because it also became a certain klal. Yom shekul nuchal chayolamim. If it became part of, so Chazal said, you need both things. You need a day that's a moyed and mufka from anhogas of this world. Isu melacha is that hafka. And secondly, you need to have it needs to be a mechudish, because for us, that which is not chadash is already a teva of a different type. That's one chelik, and that's all the days. Those days that are nikval anes, like Hanukkah, so the other Yom Tovim don't need the kviyas al anes. They don't need the nes itself. The fact that it's a moyed, Shavuos, there's no particular nes. It wasn't nikval the nes, but it's a moyed. Days, even if it's a zman that's not from the zmanim, that were nikva, but it has in itself an element of nes. That's something which is in itself a gilui of a different type of mahalach, and that itself becomes a zman for halach. And that's why Purim and Hanukkah have the appellation Yimei. There's Yimei HaPurim and there's Yimei HaChanukah. In other words, Chazal were able to take Yomim out of the Mareches of Bechol Yoim and move them into the Mareches of Yoim Toiv and give it a new Metzias of a Yoim. And it became Yomim that there's Yimei HaChanukah and there's Yimei Purim. That they also, they're Yomim that belong to a different world. What is the inyan of the halal, for instance? So the Mela, it's a Shevach Takarish Baruch Hu. There's a Shevach for the Tamidius, and a Shevach for this. The Malbim says that when the Sukkim use Roimimus and Hilul together, Roimimus refers to being Mesiachis Takarish Baruch Hu, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is hidden, and Hilul is HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his Mizgala. It comes from the Lashon Behila Ner Alei Roshi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's to be Meir something, to light up, to illuminate something. That's the word Halal is. In the wherever you have a day, l'mashal. When there are nisim in the bria, let's give a dogma, so to speak. Sometimes you walk with somebody at night, and one person has a sharpest sense of sight, and one person has a lesser sense of sight. So the person with the sharpest sense of sight will say, "Don't you see that?" I said, "I don't see anything. It's dark." He said, "No, take a look. You see the outline. You see the thing. Ah, and then you see it." When somebody else who sees it points it out to you, you're able to be meir even something which is not visible. In other words, the world of Hisgalus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in those ofanim, because the world is blind to it, even the matara in the mechanic to Yom Tamid, the person has to inherit with seichel, because there's nothing to see. It's just to think and understand how you talking that something is klum yesh bira b'li manik. But in the world of nisim, be'etzim the gilui itself is something that it should be there, except that if you don't look for it, then it's you're blinded by it. The Gemara says, it's very interesting, the Gemara says that there are two sounds that cancel each other out. It says the hamula shel roimi, and it says and the sun coming out in the morning. In other words, a person would be deafened by the bria, and the hamula shel roimi, it has a noise cancellation. A person doesn't hear it. The same thing is true with seeing. We don't see something because because we're blind to it. It's there, and if somebody looks for it, he sees it. But if he's not looking for it, he doesn't pay attention to it. The matura of Hallel, it's not only, it's not a shevach only, but it's a proclamation, just like we explained, we said before, we describe the yom with it, and we give it a meaning, just like we explained, the Megillah is there to give, to describe the toikfer shel yom, because it's not evident from itself, people see this. You know, people are different. It's mishta, it's simchadik, but simcha zuma oisa. So the Megillah gives it its toikif, its havana. In the Hallel, on days of Hallel, are there to give the day that toikif, so that the world sees it. We are the megalim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's that hanhaga through the Inyan of Hallel. So the Avoida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's overall hanhaga of Teva is the cornerstone of the Herring Debriya. And that's the Aleph of Amun and Adarabba. In its ongoing Mahalach is where you deherit. The Rambam, Ramban say that in Nisim that are of the Teva, the more ongoing it is, and the more certain it is, the more stable it is, the bigger gilui of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless you have. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also megale to us in yonim that are above Teva. But those in yonim are not the way in which we deal with it, we don't see it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opens it, but we don't see it because that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu balanced it out. So the Yudches Yomim, that's a Goyim Remes HaHallel, are the days when the Avoida is to define it as such and to show it as such. The first Kufa Klal Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Koveya those days. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Machlit, that these are the days, and these are the Zmanim, these are the Yomim, they're going to be Yomim Toivim, and we'll make those Yomim Toivim for Klal Yisrael, Pesach, Sukkot, etc. In Golus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Nisim, but the Kviyas Yoim is Tolling Klal Yisrael. The ability to take a Yoim and to be mafkir it from one to the other is Tolling our perception what the day is. There's a lashon that's shogur in Chazal, Avidna Yom Toivel Rabbana. A person who's osuk in Torah, a person who's osuk in Ruchnias, has days. He sees things that another person doesn't see. That's the oifi of Torah. That a person, the Torah means. A person sees things and understands things. Torah is the words to the Bria. And a person who's Isaac and Torah, besides Mitzad, the halachas, those in Yonim, that a person sees, there's also an Inyan of, he looks around the world and is able a lot more sharply to see that Haggis and Ashkachas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the mail of the Shaykh, Avidna Yom Toivel Rabbanan, Rabbanan Ashaykh to make a Yom Toivel out of it. In a sense, that's the Avodah of Klal Yisrael and Golus, is to create their own Hallel. We saw the Rambam was Matmiya, that you could say Hallel and Rabbanan. Adrabba, the Neis Shaboy is equivalent. On the first half of Hallel, on the Yom that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Koveya, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made those Yom. We have, when a person uses his Das to be Mafchin, the Oyer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then he's the one that makes those Yom to Yomim, and he's Koveya the Hallel that's Megal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhagas. It's a tremendous, it's sort of a brought a chiv on us as Bnei Torah that besides, you know, the etzem limud, everything that we do, but the perspective on the Bria, to look at the Bria with a different perspective and to see it with a person who's constantly learning The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos, when he always Omar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Tziva Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah is full of Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and when a person dehears it, that's the ikka avodah of the days of Golas are to take days that seem to be Choyim Tamid, and with a clear and sharper definition, more sharper resolution of the eyes of Torah, they become Yomim, that Yom Tovim. We should be zeicha that the Kar of Mamash HaKadosh Baruch should open our eyes, and he should be Mara Neflois, Kibetzes Mitzrayim, and we should be zeicha that the Halal of every day and the Halal of that Hagim Yechadosh should all become one Halal of the Pesuk Dezim, and the Halal should become one Halal. Freilich Hanukkah.